Chapter 19, The Servant of Lord Voldemort. Hermione screamed. Black leapt to his feet. Harry felt as though he'd received a huge electric shock.
"I found this at the base of the Whomping Willow," said Snape, throwing the cloak aside, careful to keep this one pointing directly at Lupin's chest. "Very useful, Potter. I thank you."
Snape was slightly breathless, but his face was full of suppressed triumph.
"You're wondering perhaps how I knew you were here,"
he said, his eyes glittering.
"I've just been to your office, Lupin. You forgot to take your potion tonight, so I took a goblet full along. And very lucky I did. Lucky for me, I mean. Lying on your desk was a certain map. One glance at it told me all I needed to know. I saw you running along this passageway and out of sight."
"Severus," Lupin began, but Snape overrode him.
"I've told the headmaster again and again that you're helping your old friend Black into the castle, Lupin, and here's the proof. Not even I dreamed you would have the nerve to use this old place as your hideout."
"Severus, you're making a mistake," said Lupin urgently. "You haven't heard everything. I can explain. Sirius is not here to kill Harry."
"Two more for Azkaban tonight," said Snape, his eyes now gleaming fanatically. "I shall be interested to see how Dumbledore takes this. He was quite convinced you were harmless. You know, Lupin, a tame werewolf."
"You fool," said Lupin softly. "Is a schoolboy grudge worth putting an innocent man back inside Azkaban?"
Bang!
Thin, snake-like cords burst from the end of Snape's wand and twisted themselves around Lupin's mouth, wrists, and ankles. He overbalanced and fell to the floor, unable to move. With a roar of rage, Black started towards Snape, but Snape pointed his wand straight between Black's eyes.
"Give me a reason,"
he whispered.
"Give me a reason to do it, and I swear I will."
Black stopped dead. It would have been impossible to say which face showed more hatred. Harry stood there, paralyzed, not knowing what to do or whom to believe. He glanced around at Ron and Hermione. Ron looked just as confused as he did, still fighting to keep hold on the struggling Scabbers. Hermione, however, took an uncertain step towards Snape and said in a very breathless voice,
"Professor Snape, it wouldn't hurt to hear what they've got to say, would it?"
"Miss Granger, you are already facing suspension from this school,"
Snape spat.
"You, Potter and Weasley, are out of bounds in the company of a convicted murderer and a werewolf. For once in your life, hold your tongue!"
"But if there was a mistake..."
"Keep quiet, you stupid girl!"
Snape shouted, looking suddenly quite deranged.
"Don't talk about what you don't understand."
A few sparks shot out of the end of his wand, which was still pointed at Black's face. Hermione fell silent.
"Vengeance is very sweet," Snape breathed at Black. "How I hoped I would be the one to catch you." "The joke's on you again, Severus," Black snarled. "As long as this boy brings his rat up to the castle,"
he jerked his head at Ron,
"I'll come quietly." "Up to the castle?"
said Snape silkily.
"I don't think we need to go that far. All I have to do is call the Dementors once we get out of the willow. They'll be very pleased to see you, Black. Pleased enough to give you a little kiss, I dare say."
What little colour there was in Black's face left it.
You've got to hear me out," he croaked. "The rat! Look at the rat!"
But there was a mad glint in Snape's eyes that Harry had never seen before. He seemed beyond reason.
"Come on, all of you,"
he said. He clicked his fingers, and the ends of the cords that bound Lupin flew to his hands.
"I'll drag the werewolf. Perhaps the Dementors will have a kiss for him, too."